छुटे आना छुटे मुसे रंग तेरा डोलना एक तेरे बाजो दूजा मेरा कोई मोलना बोलना माही बोलना बोलना माही बोलना तेरे लिए आया मैं तो तेरे संग जाना डोलना वे तेरे नाल जिंदड़ी बितावा कदी नहीं ओ छोड़ना इश्क दी डोरना सारे छड़ जाए माही तू न छोड़ना बोलना माही
Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of Chaat Masala. This is Basanti. It's the first week of March and we have like a ton of stuff to talk about. I think both Paru and I have been talking a lot about Priyanka Chopra's million things going on. So yes, that's one of the things that we have to cover in this episode. But just the like marriages happening, people getting out of jail. It's an interesting week.
Yeah, it's been full packed week. So we have some gossip to share with you. We have a couple of trailers, including Fan, which we want to talk about. And we have two movies to review, which released in the last few weeks, Neerja and Jai Ganga Jal.
Yeah. I feel like your tone changed when you said Jai Ganga Jal.
I know.
We will talk about that more. Yes. So starting off with, I think I started with this because I'm so excited to talk about it. But Priyanka Chopra's freaking everywhere, man.
I know.
She was at the Oscars, which we knew. Yes. But then she was also on Jimmy Fallon, which I was terrified for because I'm like, what if he plays one of those GK quizzes? Like, she messes it up. And then she was also on Live with Kelly and Michael.
Yes. So it's interesting. So when I, you know, obviously the Quantico, her second season of Quantico is releasing, or I guess the second half of the second season is releasing.
Second half of the first season, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Second half of the first season is coming back. I think it's March 6th. So there's a lot of, obviously there's a lot of interest in her, but then the moment she got announced that she would be one of the people in Oscars and, you know, giving one of the people who would be giving off the awards, there was so much love for her and she looked great. I mean, it wasn't the best choice of clothes, but she looked really great and she looked so comfortable. Like she was teaching, you know, in the red carpet, kind of, the initial red carpet, she was teaching the host to do an S-curve and how to stand, you know, how to do a pose on a red carpet. She's so comfortable with herself.
Yeah, I know. And like, I mean, that's the thing about Aishwarya Rai is when she did this, when she tried to cross over, I always felt that she was so uncomfortable and she was always like, I'm such a superstar.
Yes.
You know? And she didn't like laugh at herself and take herself, like she took herself too seriously. And it's so fun to see Priyanka Chopra kind of like let loose and like just have fun with it. She was the second most Google person from the Oscars. The first was Leonardo DiCaprio. Isn't that insane?
That is insane. I also realized that after Jimmy Fallon, she was the most Google searched celebrity, and even she beat Trump, and obviously she kind of made a joke about, you know, Trump.
Yeah, Trump and Trump. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, because like everyone, I mean, there's so much interest in her. And of course, she's like pushed forward by all of her Indian fans. But I feel like, I mean, I've just been really interested in her career. So I've been following her Twitter stuff. And there's so many people who are interested in who she is and what she has to say. And they're just like, damn, man, are Indians all this cool? And I'm like, yeah,
no,
represent.
She's looking great. And oh my gosh, she looked so hot on Jimmy Fallon's show. Like I haven't seen her look that good in a long time. She looks so good and fit.
She looked really good. Yeah, she did. And also on Live with Kelly and Michael, she was wearing this orange
crop top
and skirt. And I was just like, and I like that actually better because I was like, damn, you look so good.
Yeah, what she's in great shape.
And she's in her mid-30s. I don't get it.
and then the cool thing was that with Jimmy Fallon, she had the Hot Wings contest, which is so fun, which was so her. And, you know, and she killed it.
Yeah, she killed it. And actually, she had the techniques, right? Like, if you've ever watched competitive eating.
Yep. Like, and the she way had, she like, yeah, the way she held it and she just dragged it with the teeth.
Yeah, and I was like, that's exactly how you do it. Anyway, I'm really proud of her. I actually think I had some mixed feelings about her Oscars dress, but she's on every best dress list. She's like topping it. I saw Tim Gunn from Project Runway just like loving on her on TV, and I was so excited. I was like, I know who you're talking about, and I'm so happy. She's like someone from the family is like doing well.
Yes. Way to go, Priyanka. We do have, you're everywhere, even in India with your new release and Quantico coming up this weekend. So super excited to see how well you're doing, and we're very, very excited for Baywatch.
Yep, we're looking forward to that. I saw some photos of her on the beach, so with The Rock, so that was cool. Next up we have, oh my gosh, Sanjay Dutt's release.
Oh, so he is out officially now. So he was in jail, I think, do you know how long he was there?
For many years, I think.
Yeah, he was there for a while. He had, you know, obviously he had in and out for a little bit when his wife got sick, but this is his official release. But oh my gosh, it was like a movie. Like I swear, I would be surprised if they didn't use that for upcoming movie.
There is a biopic, right, that Ranbir Kapoor is doing on Sanjay Dutt? Yes. Maybe that's a rumor?
No, there is. But when he came out, and there's tons of video about it, but when he came out of the jail, he had his stuff, you know, just like how they do it in the movies. You know, it came out from a small door and they turned around and he saluted the Indian flag. Oh my gosh, they will literally have to use this for a Hindi movie.
Yeah, I also read that he wrote like a bunch of poems in jail and now he's publishing them. So, I mean, everyone was excited. I think Twitter went nuts, media went nuts. Everyone is excited to see Sanjay Dutt out. He's a great actor, if nothing else.
Yes.
And I miss his kind of like Munna Bhai type comedy.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see more of him in films. So yeah, I'm glad to see that he's back out. And it's a 5-year sentence. I just looked that up.
And he also like, and you know, there was a couple of FaceTimes with his daughter, his wife. So, you know, they all, you know, everybody, the industry obviously didn't even want him to go to jail, because they all support him so much. And there's a lot of love for him. So good for him. But
I know. And I feel better. I mean, like, I know he was put in jail for having possession of a firearm.
Yes.
But I also feel better that he, you know, went through the law. It was a 5-year sentence. And I'm glad that he's back.
Yes.
You know, as opposed to like when celebrities get off because they're celebrities and it just feels wrong.
Yes.
So, I mean, kudos to him. He went through the process and now he's back.
Yes.
Excited to see more of him.
Super excited. So the next one we have is less intense, but still interesting, is Farhan Akhtar and all the women he's being linked up to. So let's count the list. So there's Aditi Rao Haidri, there is Shraddha Kapoor, and then there is Kalki Kulchan.
Apparently.
Oh my God.
See, I don't know if this is happening because this is what the media does. But also, like, Farhan is, like, hot property, right?
Yes.
He's so good-looking. He's so witty and smart and intense and, like, all of those good things. A musician, too.
Totally.
So, I don't know if it's happening because of that or because he's playing the field or if... I mean, I don't know.
Well, I think also that, you know, with Aditi Rao Haidri and as well as Shraddha Kapoor, he's done movies with them recently. So, there's tons of, like, them eating dinner, them hanging out. And so, that one, you know... That I see where that's coming from because he's single now and he's hanging out with these people and he's making movies with them, right?
Right.
But with Kalki, I'm like, where did that come from?
I don't know, but that's the weakest one. I just think that they both had divorces in the last year.
Yes.
And so they're just like, let's put them together. Who is single?
But I was listening to a BBC kind of talk show, you know, and they talk about Bollywood, and in that. Their reporter basically reported that he can confirm that he was at a dinner where Shraddha Kapoor and Farhan Akhtar were officially dating. Like they were, you know, all over each other. And it was the whole crew, or not crew, everybody on the table were okay, had accepted them kind of hanging out. And they don't want to make anything official, but they looked very comfortable with each other. And so that's the only one that I've heard that is pretty relatively solid. The others have been more pictures and things like that. This seemed like it came from somebody who saw something.
The thing with Shraddha Kapoor on two levels. One, I can see it happening.
Yes.
Because she's pretty and she's like, she's got that, you know, she's really cute. Like she's really young and cute.
Yeah.
And I can see that happening in like a twisted older man, younger woman way. But also the second thing is that it's a little twisted.
Yes.
I would rather like Aditi or Kalki because they feel like grown women, you know.
And also like I'm sure it's just during the, you know, they are doing a movie together and I'm sure it's just during that time. And how like, many couples have happened that way?
Yeah, it's like a Kangana Ritik
exactly thing. Like for a minute.
Yeah, for a minute. Yeah, makes sense. Speaking of romance, people are getting married. All the whole generation of older actresses, I feel like, are like tying the knot.
Almost
now.
Like back to back.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. So the first one is Preeti Zinta. Preeti Zinta got married. She got married to this guy called Good Enough.
Yes. So it was funny. So it was
not a joke.
Not a joke. But it was funny because initially when it broke out, she went all over, you know, Facebook and Twitter saying that I will let you know when it is. Stop getting me married. You know, so dramatic. Like, much like how Rani Mukherjee used to do, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
be
yeah.
Like, no, everybody stop marrying me. And then literally 3 weeks she later, pictures of, like, her getting married. And then she, and everybody on, you know, on Twitter was congratulating her, you know, like celebrities and her friends. And then she wrote, finally, she's like, I've been holding on to my miss tag for a while, but I finally found somebody good enough. And then she put it in quotes. So that's about as official as it gets. So there is Preeti Zinta's married.
Yay. I saw a cute exchange between her and Priyanka where she's like, I haven't. So Priyanka said, congratulations. And Preeti Zinta replied and said, I haven't given up my high heels though. And then Priyanka said, you have to keep them as high. Like we have to keep our heels and something else as high as something cute like that. Excited that you got married. I know they, Nesvadia and her, have been having this ugly back and forth. Yes. And Ness is her ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
So it's good to see that she moved on from him. And the guy is cute. She put up a photo of him on Instagram.
Yep.
His name is Gene, I think. And
yes.
Pretty cute,
good enough.
Cute looking guy.
I don't know what he really, where, and obviously she's been living here for a while in the US. So I'm sure, you know, she met him here, but I don't really know the background. But I saw an old picture where she looks very young and they were probably camping or something. They were around a fire and she looked really cute and excited.
Yeah. So I guess I don't know if they're moving to if they're going to live in LA or if they're going to live in India, but I guess that time will figure that out. The next person who got married is Urmila Matondkar. I saw this, I want to say beautiful, but it was very excessive, a picture of her in her wedding jewelry and costume, like dress. It was like red and full of like, totally blinked
out.
Yeah,
it was a Manish Malhotra thing, of course.
I know, it was a lot though. But she her face, everything, she looked gorgeous.
Yes.
And she
the guy looks gorgeous too.
Yeah.
I saw like I think that nobody else was invited. It was just Manish Malhotra from the industry. He kind of, you know, shared some pictures and stuff. But yeah, she seems excited, gorgeous, and both of them look really good together. So congratulations to her as well.
Yeah, remember when she was Miss Thing, like during Rangila days?
Oh my god!
So funny to see like how time goes. Anyway, the next thing is, so we've been hearing a lot about Bipasha and Karan Singh Grover. So Karan Singh Grover was married, he got divorced. Him and Bipasha did a film together, and then there were link up rumors. And then recently, people spotted an engagement ring on Bipasha. And there have been rumors before the engagement ring, that they are going to get married.
Yeah, so that's what I heard too. And there was some, and you know, like Bipasha and Karan Singh Grover have been pretty, you know, hot and heavy in Instagram and stuff. Like, you know, they've not been hiding anything in any way. So it seems like they were dating and they've been kind of playing around and bantering about getting married.
Yeah.
And so I'm not surprised, but I don't know if there's confirmation that she's actually engaged or not. But I don't know if Bipasha will ever give that.
I don't know. I don't know. But I know that people have kind of like not liked them together just because, you know, Karan Singh Grover has some weird history.
Yes.
But I mean, if they're happy, let them do it. So
yeah. Seem like having a couple that like to have fun. So
yeah, you know. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So excited for them too. So hope you are engaged or you will get engaged and then get married and we can talk about that. But yeah, that wraps up our gossip. A lot of like romance.
I know. And people getting together, which is great because we've been talking about a lot of the breakups in the past of 2016. So this has been great. So we'll be right back with new trailers. We've got Fan, we've got Ki and Ka, as well as Rocky Handsome to talk about. We'll be right back.
Yeah, the meat bros. Just tell me. I'm you, you honey singer.
Ikke ikke thamke pisa sa taaliya. सांसा तालियां हिले जब लक मेरा हिलती है बालियां एक एक ठुमके पे सांसा तालियां हिले जब लक तेरा हिलती है बालियां 24 घंटे मुंडे रेंदे मेरे अग्गे पीछे जब आए हिलते नचे ता तू बड़ी जचे आए हिलते नचे ता तू बड़ी जचे
All right, welcome back. So we've got three actually pretty cool trailers to talk about. It's funny how in the beginning of the year it was kind of slow and now it's picking up with interesting movies. But we've got Fan to start with. So obviously this is a SRK and SRK movie. And it's going to be released on April 15th. I cannot wait. And the director is Manish Sharma. Obviously you've known him from the other Yash Raj films, and he's done Band Baja Barat and things like that. So a very well-known, you know, director. And I think this is the first time SRK is working with him.
Yeah. So first time I saw the teasers, I was like, oh, this is cute. It's like Billu Babar. It's like, you know, this huge superstar and this small fan. And then this one came out and I was like, oh my God, it's like Dud. Yes. It's like a psycho thriller type movie.
I am so excited for it. And I feel like SRK, you know, like people feel like, he has a big ego to play himself as a fan and as a, you know, actor and blah, blah, blah. But I think that's the only way this could have worked. Like, there has to be that resemblance that you, for a minute, like when they were running around, I was like, wait, who's who? What? Wait, what's happening? Because, you know, like, have you seen like those Amitabh Bachchan type lookalikes that in so many times they just look like Amitabh Bachchan for some time?
Yeah. I totally see that. And I know how that works too, because like someone growing up who looks like an actor.
Yes.
Has like one has a career made for them,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And second is to deal with that, like, yes, all the time, and looks like incredibly like the actor, like Amitabh Bachchan's doppelganger.
Exactly.
You know? So anyway, it's interesting. It's an interesting dynamic, and I'm excited to see how it goes. SRK looks amazing.
Yes.
And the feel of the film feels like really good, like really well made. And not just the gimmicky. So I'm excited.
And I'm excited to see SRK as like truly acting versus doing something stupid like Dilwale, right? Like, it doesn't look cheesy. It looks like he's given his heart and soul. He looks like there's a character to both the actors. The music is fun. I mean, it's not as catchy as I would like it. But I think in the context of the film, it looks good. The fan looks so much better than actually the actor, but I can't.
I was like, hey, SRK, if you want to look younger.
Yes, exactly. Like do something to your face.
Anyway, but really, really excited for it. And looking forward to see how this movie turns out. And seeing SRK against SRK, it's just interesting dynamic. The next one we have on the list is Ki & Ka. So we talked about the poster last time, but now we have the trailer with us. And it has Arjun and Kareena. And it was directed by R. Balki. We talked about this last time. And it's releasing April 1st. What did you think?
Well, I feel like, you know, Kareena is getting into this weird space where kind of like Ik Main or Ik Tu or like the Imran Khan one where she did Gori Tere Pyar Mein or something, or Gori something in the village and whatever.
I know, yes.
You know, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I want to like it. I really want to like it because it's an interesting topic. But Kareena doing it makes me feel like it's more of the same.
I feel bad saying this, but I don't want to see Kareena on screen.
I know, it's just, I think she's, not that she's done, it's just, it feels flat. Like, I don't feel anything from her.
Yeah, I would, I mean, if this was Alia or something, I would have watched yes. it. But I just feel something, I feel like I've seen her too much in the same. And I don't feel like I'll get anything new watching her in this movie. So not excited about it. And like, even Arjun, I mean, I like Arjun. I think, but like when you compare him to Ranveer Singh, which, I mean, they started out together.
Yes.
You know, doing Gunde, and when he did Ishq Zade and Ranveer Singh did Band Baja Bara, they kind of started around the same time. But I feel like Arjun Kapoor, again, is like the new Imran Khan. Like the new guy who's like in a couple of cutesy movies and then can, you know, will, and then can be let go of or like discarded.
Yeah, like I to be honest, like I don't mind Arjun Kapoor at all. Like I feel like he has something, like you know, I feel like he's he has a quality. Like I really, you know, there's something about him, and that's why when I was watching the trailer I thought that he actually looks fine. I mean, you know, he's got this very carefree attitude, which he kind of like. The issue I have with both of them being starred this way is that both of them feel like they don't care about the movie. Like, I don't know. There's no passion. There's no commitment. It just feels like, they just run, you know, woke up in the morning and I want to act.
Right. And I want to do a movie this year. Like, one is coming to me.
Like,
yeah.
It didn't feel like, especially when we're seeing other ones, like even the next one we're talking about, there feels like there's some effort put towards something. They both don't seem like there's any effort. There's too carefree or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
and maybe it's too natural. And that's even worse. But I don't know. There's something up with it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, I watch it. I'll watch it over like Jai Ganga Jal or something.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, like something like that. But I'm not feeling it at all.
Yes.
Okay, so next we have Rocky Handsome. It's releasing March 25th. It's directed by Nishikant Kamath. It has John Abraham and the return of Shruti Hassan. And it's like, what I got from the trailer was that it was centered around Rocky Handsome, that is John Abraham being handsome and like tough.
Yes.
I'm making fists with my hands.
Yes.
But like being super tough. And then the other thing is there was a little girl and she gets kidnapped and he's basically trying to save her.
Yes.
Is what I got from the trailer. But yes. I don't know who this little girl is.
No, they didn't give any context. And I didn't understand what the Shruti Hassan connection was, because in the beginning of the trailer they showed the romantic nature of both of their relationship and suddenly there was candles, which I assume she died. And then there was a child, but he didn't seem like to be the father. So I don't understand what really happened.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I'm excited to see John Abraham back. This is much like how he does his, you know, it's very action-oriented. It's very, he's committed to the film. So I like that. I'm actually excited to see the pair. I mean, I didn't ever think of Shruti Hassan and John Abraham. I'm not the biggest Shruti Hassan fan at all. Like, she's something up with her face. Something with the weird acting thing. But I'm excited to see them. And to be honest, like, I feel like it's at least, it seemed intriguing. Not like, yes, I'm dying to see it like fan. But I feel like I would see it over Ki and Ka.
Yeah, I think I would too. But basically, they're the same to me. But it just feels like a Dishoom movie with, you know, John Abraham. Basically, that's what it feels like
yes.
to me. So, I mean, I'll see it maybe depending on what's happening that week. But yeah. So those are the trailers for this week. Really excited about Fan. Not so excited about Ki and Ka. Medium on Rocky Handsome. So basically like usual. And we'll come back with two reviews. We're going to be reviewing Neerja and Jai Ganga Jai. Tere chehre ki hamesha yaad satave. I don't know what you're saying. All I know is that I came too far. Teri to, teri ta, hamesha yaad satave. Room maja de, rang jama de. All I know is that I came here. Came to party. Aaja baby, mere kol, aake gal tu dil di bol. Aave na tad paya karo. Main ta karda teri ve. Check it out. Teri to, teri ta,
hamesha yaad satave. I don't know what you're saying, all I know is that I came to love it. Terito, terita, hamesha yaad satave. Room mein macha de, rang jama de, all I know is that I came here to rock the party, rock the party.
All right, we are in the last section of our podcast, and we have two very interesting movies to review. So both of them are very female-centric, and really, I don't even know if there was a counter or a counteractor in terms of like a male counterpart to to both of them, but we are going to do Neerja and Jay Gangajal. So let's start with Neerja. It's directed by Ram Madhvani. Obviously, it's got Sonam, and then it's got a great character role with Shabana Azmi. So what did you think?
So the story of Neerja is something that we all kind of know. I know someone who was on the flight, who was a little kid, and I've heard stories from him. But it's a story that we all know, and we've kind of had an idea about. And basically, with this film, they're kind of bringing the person Neerja to life and what happened in the story. I thought it was okay. I liked it. I thought Sonam was actually good in this role. Not great, but good. And I liked how it was directed. It was a simple film. We went through, you know, the whole situation, and it was like a dramatic interpretation of, you know, that event. So I liked it.
Yeah, so for me personally, like, you know, going in, I was, you know, it's one of those films you cannot not like. Not because, you know, it's, even if it's done poorly, it's such a strong story, and it's such a, and, you know, it's so real that I feel like you end up being curious. So, you know, I remember when Rani Mukherjee and Vidya Balan did that Jessica movie. There's some, regardless of how it was shot, there's something about it, the interest, because it's so true, and everybody was affected by it, that you would like the story. But when I watched it, actually, there was a couple of things that stood out. One, I thought, regardless of Sonam, this movie was tight. And for a new director, this was, you know, Ram Madhvani's debut in Bollywood. He's only done kind of like advertising short films and stuff like that. It was really tight. I really liked the way it was written. And this guy was the guy who wrote for Mary Kom as well. So he's done like biographical stories before. And so I loved the way the movie was done, like from the way it was started to her background to in the plane and after. So I felt like it told you the story regardless.
It told it well. Yeah,
exactly. So I really, really liked that. Sonam, I feel like there were times that she annoys me because of her crying face, which is very weird. But I think she actually was able to bypass that. Like, so the movie was so well tightly done that even when she had those misses, it covered off very well.
Yeah.
And so I thought I really liked that, because I was like, I didn't really, by the end of it, I was not like, Sonam sucks. I was like, oh, wow, Neerja is amazing. And I think that's an interesting, that's where the movie is successful, is because everybody came out saying Neerja is amazing, less about the specific movie instances or people.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think it was a very well done movie. Like, they had done everything very well. The story was well written, the shooting was well done, the editing, all of it was just very well done. And I came out saying that too. I was like, that was an interesting story, and I felt like I got what I came for.
Yes.
Much like with Jessica, I felt like that with Jessica too. I wanted to see the inside, the truth about Jessica, like what really happened, and all of the events.
And I think those are that's the strength of those kinds of movies. Like, you want to be able to grab the audience in by the content versus right. any acting, because everybody's already intrigued, like what really happened.
Right.
And that's the story you're telling, you know. Like Randeep Hooda's film was similar. Like, it was less about the actor per se, was more about what really happened and how are you telling the story.
Yeah, but I also think that an actor, especially in when you're playing someone like, you know, like I mean, in Jessica there was no Jessica, obviously.
Yes.
But like, if you're playing Neerja in Neerja, you have to be adequate, you have to be competent.
Yes.
And I think she was. I wasn't blown away by Sonam, and I do feel like the film compensated for her, which yes. That's my issue with her. But I don't think she was bad as Neerja. In fact, I think she was able to, like when I see Neerja's picture and imagine her as a person, she was able to bring across some of those characteristics. Yes. If that makes sense. This really beautiful girl who's like sweet and, you know, had a bad marriage and all of those things. She was able to bring that to life.
Yes.
So I would give it like 4 on 5, I think. I think yeah. It's an interesting movie to watch.
Definitely. And especially in the last few weeks, there's nothing that's released that's even remotely interesting. You know, Airlift was good. But other than that, I think Neerja was the winner for the last few weeks. So I would say definitely a watch. So I would give it a 4 as well. I would, you know, if you can go to the theater, go for it. Again, there's nothing else to really trump it right now. And I think the story is amazing. And, you know, you'd want to just know more about it.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, so moving on, we have Jai Ganga Jal. So this was directed by Prakash Jha, and who also acted in it. He also did Ganga Jal with Ajay Devgan in 2003. It also has Priyanka Chopra. And it's a story about a woman cop, you know, basically woman SP actually, basically coming into a new area and kind of figuring out all of the corruption and horrible situations of that area and dealing with it. So what'd you think?
Okay, so I love Priyanka and I think she's doing really great. This was the wrong timing for a movie like this. I feel like with Quantico coming out, it's basically, it felt like she's the Hindi Quantico. She's trying to do a Hindi Quantico. Like, it was so all the way Prakash Jha that it annoyed me. Like, there's Prakash Jha has literally not done anything new since his last few films because they're exactly the same. Like, it's over and over again. It's almost like, you know how Madhur Bhandarkar has a very specific, like,
right.
type? I'm like, I can't pinpoint exactly what it is, but he... It's over the top. It's over the top, the same stuff. It's sequel. I've watched the, you know, the 2003 Ganga Jal. No, I don't think there's relationship to it, right? Like, I didn't see there was any connection.
There was no connection. It was just the same
Exactly. It was the same, like, cop coming and fighting the bad people. And then I didn't think Priyanka did well. I thought that Priyanka was actually pretty bad. In fact, I thought that Mary Kom was a much better portrayal of somebody, you know, as an as a feminist or as a strong woman. I thought this kind of went backwards for her.
So I have so many thoughts about this. First of all, I just feel like, okay, I feel like this was calculated on so many levels, for both on Prakash Jha's end and Priyanka Chopra's end, right?
Yeah.
So Prakash Jha wanted to make a film where he was acting.
Oh,
I feel like he really wanted to do that.
Yes.
And he, like, got in touch with Priyanka Chopra and was like, hey, you have no Hindi films coming out in 2016 because you're all abroad.
Yes.
So just do this film in 30 days. And she did. So, I mean, I see it how it works strategically, right? She, like, Deepika Padukone will not have a release this year. Priyanka Chopra will. And she, you know, she
but
will not...
what's the point of having something that's bad? Like, literally, it's like, it didn't even do even quarter as much as Airlift. Like, it's tanked so bad.
Well, the budget for this was like 10 crore.
But still, it's not making its money. It will die.
It made 5 crores on Friday. So, yeah. I mean, like, it works out for Prakash Jha. And that's why he's not mad that she was not promoting it. But in terms of the movie, I just feel like the story was kind of weak. Like, I just felt like he wanted to make a story, you know, like two. So, he had a story with Ganga Jal in 2003, right? It worked. It was a cult hit. Everybody liked it. Not everybody, but it was a cult hit. So, yeah. Like, had a following. And then he just wanted to build on that success. And then he just did not have enough material. So, all we've been seeing is, like, weird versions of the same.
Yes. And he's done that over and over again.
Yeah, I know. So, with Jai Ganga Jal, it's exactly that. You know, you throw in some farmer suicides. You throw in a woman feminist issue. And then you're like, let's make a cop movie in rural India. Because that's the, you know, that's his thing. So I just feel like there was nothing new in it. There was just, like, he just basically wanted a platform to launch himself, and he got Priyanka Chopra to do it. As for Priyanka Chopra's acting, it was nothing special. I watched a couple of interviews where she's like, I really wanted to make this character feminine, but also strong.
Yeah,
and I feel like in that fight between femininity and strength, she kind of lost.
And, oh my gosh.
Lost the plot.
I know, and the... the over the top one liners and seedy lines the throughout, like when
she was the dialogues are horrible.
When she was beating up that guy, you know, the molester or whatever, the other cops or the other inspectors were like, "Oh, you made us men today," and all that. I'm like, who says that? Who? Like, I mean, oh my god, in the middle of a fight, stop and be like, "Oh, you made me realize how much of a murder I am."
I
was just so, so bad. And she, I felt like she was uncomfortable. Like, I did not, like, at least in Quantico and in other, like, even Mary-Com, she committed to it. Like, this was not committed. She felt like she was in great shape because of Quantico. And so she just basically leveraged that and same expression. And she just, I didn't feel like she had anything to it. Like,
yeah,
I literally feel like after Bajirao Mastani, like, I feel like this went backwards. Like, she should not have, it literally, and also was shot like it was in the 90s.
Yeah, completely. I completely agree with it. I was just like, what is happening? Yes. I don't understand. And here's the thing, okay? One of the few actresses in the industry who can speak Shuddh Hindi,
yes,
is Priyanka Chopra. Like, when Sonam does any Hindi, you're like, please shut up.
Yeah,
same with, like, Kareena, Alia. Like, they all are, like, so Anglo-sized.
Yes.
And Priyanka Chopra, growing up in Bihar, she can actually speak Hindi. She speaks Shuddh Hindi.
Yes.
But those lines were, like, from Shuddh Hindi from the 70s or something,
I don't understand.
And I was like, I'm feeling so uncomfortable every time. And she, I feel like she even put on an accent, like a special rural accent. And I was just like, please stop, please stop.
You know, like one of those films where, you know, when Kareena and Shahid were breaking up and they had a bunch of movies, you know, where they were done half of it and then they didn't want to do it together. And then it got released with, like, random cuts and stuff later. I forget the name. But it felt like that. Like, it felt like she had actually shot it when she did, like, I don't know, like 4 years ago, five years ago. Exactly. Like, I felt like it was shot then, and then somehow they just made it all and edited it and put it together. Like, it did not seem like she shot it any time, like, in the recent past.
Yeah, I do feel like this was not a good film for her. But I mean, honestly, personally for her, there's so much else happening. If you look at her Twitter, first of all, she's not promoted this film at all. If you look at her Twitter, she doesn't even, like, mention Jai Ganga Jai that much.
Yeah, I know.
You know? And I do think, like in some parts where she looked like deer caught in the headlights in the film, I'm like, were you personally thinking, what am I doing?
And I don't even know why you would come back to India for this. Like, I can understand Bajirao Mastani, why she came back and committed.
This happened before Quantico.
Oh, thank goodness. This
happened between, after she finished Dil Dhadakne Toh.
Got it.
And then she had Quantico starting. And she had all shot everything for Bajirao, except for a few things that she came back for. But yeah.
But why, I would be like, why are you even giving this any day, you know?
I'm telling you, it was a strategic decision.
Failed. It failed big time because she's on a high right now. Unnecessarily, she got a movie that tanked.
But, you know, on the other side, if she had no releases in 2016, no buzz at all, that would be scary for her.
Are you seriously saying no buzz? She's the only one who has buzz.
No, I actually think, okay, first of all, we are like Hollywood people, okay? We watch Hollywood for fun. We, like, get kicks out of her being in the Oscars and Jimmy Fallon. But, like, a lot of India, especially who this film is targeted towards, is not aware of Priyanka Chopra doing things in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So I feel like it was a strategic thing for her to do such a movie where she's, like, for the masses, doing, you know, something.
But
something
it's possible. Not doing well for the masses also.
Yeah, it's true. But I still feel like something. I do. I totally get it, but I get the strategy behind it.
Yeah, I totally get it. I just think it failed. Mm. I don't think that it's giving her what she wanted. Or, that's like, the last thing they wanted to, like, I wish that she left it with her being remembering her, or people remembering her as, you know, in Bajirao Mastani, like, as that character. Like, that was perfect. That was just, she was actually was the, for me, was the lead in that film. She did so well. And then now, like, she went and just randomly beat up some people. And then basically was like, so, and then one-liners. Yes, that's my point, is that she's so much better in Quantico when she's actually fighting.
Yeah, but also, like, beating up people, the police beating up people, police brutality is, like, one of the things that we fight about.
In so many ways.
Anyway, so we're not fans.
I'm giving it half a star. Like, not even that. Like, I'm so disappointed. This was not a movie that should have been out. I wish that Priyanka had re-released Mary-Com, even though that didn't do well. At least that had a reason to be. Like, no reason. Prakash Jha should stop.
Mary-Com did really well, by the way.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, great. I didn't think it did well. But yes, re-release that. And Prakash Jha should stop. Like, he should find a new genre and figure something else out. This is getting too old and just not fun.
Yeah, I agree. I would give it like a 1.5. A 2. I'll give it a 2 on 5.
Oh, half. Half a star.
Half a star is like those porn films.
No, I didn't give any. We haven't watched one porn film to even give it. So.
And by that I mean like, you know, those Hindi.
Yeah, kya cool hai hum and all.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need an actual porn film. But no, seriously, like this is bad. But those are like half stars.
If we ever watch that, I will move this up. But this is the worst film I've seen in a long time.
I think Paro is personally disappointed with Priyanka Chopra, so she's taking it out on the film. But okay, anyway. So yeah, we don't recommend it.
No.
It's not a theater watch. It's not a home watch.
Don't ever forget that Priyanka ever did this. You go back and watch Bajirao Mistani and enjoy Priyanka in her best form.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool. All right. That brings us to the end of our exciting show. We had a lot of fun with this one. So we'll see you in a couple of weeks, and thanks for listening.
All right, bye.